Our AccuWeather forecast for today, cloudy and breezy, again a chance for showers, high near 62. Several fire departments in far western Racine County on the scene late last night and into this morning on a pole barn fire in the Tishigan area. The initial 911 call was made around 10:45 p.m. The barn described as fully involved upon arrival of the first units. Tishigan Fire's incident commander requesting a mutual aid box alarm response. That brought crews and equipment from Kansasville, the town of Burlington, and Union Grove, as well as from neighboring Waukesha and Walworth counties. The Racine Fire Bells also part of that response. What caused the fire and the damage estimate, those are both still under investigation. It was a turnout for transit, a meeting at Racine County's Eyes Grove office complex, mostly municipal leaders, but a few citizens on hand, all concerned about the governor and the legislature finding a solution to the transportation funding problem, which is again impacting completion of the I-94 north-south corridor in Racine and Kenosha counties. During the discussion, Jerry Franke, the president of Wispark, the development arm of WEC Energy Group, noted they have five business parks along the interstate, including the newest in Caledonia. He said, "We need to get this interstate done.
In this business, as well as in municipal government, it should be where do you get your greatest return on investment? And right now, completing the I-94 project, and I'd have to say specifically the County Truck Highway K intersection, which is going to serve our newest business park, the Back Farms Business Park, is absolutely critical and will return the greatest amount of money on the public investment in the quickest amount of time and generate jobs."
Racine County Engineer Nathan Plunkett and the county's Highway Commissioner Julie Anderson explained how the state funding changes impact planning schedules for road projects like Highway D in Rochester.
"There's all these projects sitting out there that are designed and there's no construction funding for them. So we've applied at least three times now and haven't gotten the construction funding."
"And talk about the caveat, since we got the money for the engineering, we're under timeline to do the construction, but we can't get the funding for the construction. So if we don't get the construction done by a certain date, the state's going to come back to us and say we want our engineering money back."
Officials in Racine, Kenosha, and the 69 other counties in the state that held these meetings made it clear throughout last night that DOT funding is critical and to fix what they see as a major problem going forward. Town of Paris Supervisor Ron Kammerzelt noted that the dairy industry required all-season roads. The roads built for them, though, no longer able to hold today's farm implements.
"But they were paved back in the day when trucks and tractors were, you know, 5,000, 10,000 pounds, 20,000 pounds. Now there are tractors coming out of the factory. They're over the weight limit as they come out of the factory. Our roads weren't designed for that."
Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian believes the legislature will be borrowing money in the next budget to finish up promised major road projects like expanding the interstate, but he says that is not going to fix the problem.
"I think it's important that we sit down with the elected officials and say, just borrowing the money isn't going to solve the problem. How are you going to sustain it?"
Right.
"Now, borrowing money is okay. There's nothing wrong with the process. It's making sure that you have the ability to sustain what you're doing if you're going to do that. And that's the question. What they've done is they've made it so they can't sustain their present system. It will fall on itself. It can't continue to function the way."
Kenosha's Transit Director Ron Iwin says the answer to all of the state's transportation problems is increased revenue, and that's going to mean some kind of a tax increase. For those of you trying to hold on to the last vestiges of summer, which, by the way, came to an end over a week ago, believing there's maybe one last big warm spell to be had, take note, municipal snow fencing is now being deployed. Another sure sign that winter is on the way. In neighboring Illinois, Governor Bruce Rauner standing with a couple of Democratic lawmakers for a bill that requires prison inmates to have a state ID when they get out.
"The bill sets up a system to make sure that inmates heading back into society aren't held back because they don't have legal proof of their identity. Governor Rauner says it's a step toward helping ex-offenders reestablish their lives.
"One challenge we can knock down and put away so it's not a challenge anymore is the ability to have an ID. An ID is necessary to try to get an apartment lease, to try to set up a bank account or get a credit application, for a job application."
The bill has passed the Senate, but the House is expected to make changes. David Stewart, NBC News Radio, Chicago.
In Racine County Circuit Court, two counts of misdemeanor obstructing police filed against a woman from Racine. She allegedly reported her children missing while knowing they were with a friend. Police canvassed around the 1300 block of Frederick Street Wednesday afternoon, looking for the 8 and 12-year-olds after their mother had reported they didn't show up at school. Court documents indicate 38-year-old Teresa Garcia had someone picking up the kids to take them to school because as she had to leave for work earlier than that. Police indicate that woman claimed Garcia called her about picking up the kids because they were at home alone and that she, Garcia, didn't want to go to jail. Garcia pleaded not guilty to the charges and will be back in court October the 27th. And you may be able to spend future football Sundays up in Green Bay tubing and ice skating before a Packer game. Team's latest Titletown design, in addition to new shopping and dining options, includes a tubing hill and an ice rink right next to Lambeau Field. Team is hoping to open up that $130 million addition next year. School climate includes student behavior and overall student safety, for which Racine Unified undertook a 3-year strategic plan. We got some help from his large state grant. It's trying to address concerns raised by parents and others in the community. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion telling the Board of Education about planning and data-driven decisions.
Survey data, suspension data, our feedback we got back from staff in writing, anecdotal information that we were getting from staff and community members across all different types of meetings. We had various listening sessions at different types of school settings so that we can really get a good analysis of what's really going on in our schools and what do our staff see as important for us to address right away.
He explained how they're trying to build off of what once started within the past couple of years and making any needed changes right along the way.
All of the different programming and professional development that's went into really giving our staff the tools that they need to be successful in engaging students when they have challenging behavior. So over and beyond that, we really wanted to go specifically at those target areas that we thought that were bubbling up to the top and were really feeding the perception that our schools were out of control or some schools were dangerous or some students need to have more support.
He said the pilot on mental health needs to be expanded while efforts continue at creating a mental health task force. And the newly approved community policing model also now a part of the strategic plan. An alumni couple giving Marquette University $3.5 million. That from Don and Fran Herdrick. It's going to be going for scholarships for first-generation engineering students. Don Herdrick graduated back in 1966 and got his master's degree in 68. He's a former university trustee, was named the university's Alumnus of the Year this year. And Wisconsin's cranberry crop expected a total 5.2 million barrels this year versus the 4.85 million last year. State is North America's leading producer of the fruit. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has 62% of the crop in this country coming from the Badger State. Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association predicting domestic sales, they'll be up about 5% this year, exports up about 7%. Village of Caledonia police asking the public to check out the picture of the woman on their Facebook page in the blue cowboy shirt with a white plastic bag and see if they can help identify this retail theft suspect. The woman in the pictures reportedly stole baby formula from the Pick and Save store on Douglas Avenue this past Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. She's African American, 35 to 45 years old, short black hair, and stands about 5'9". Anybody with information can leave an anonymous tip with Crime Stoppers of Racine County, 1-888-636-9330, or via text message to RACS, then 274637, which is crimes. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley looking to roll out a $60 vehicle registration fee, a.k.a. a wheel tax, the money he said to go to repair county highways and to fund the county's bus system. Abley telling reporters it would bring in over $27 million a year for transportation and infrastructure costs. He's also recommending an end to free bus passes for eligible seniors and people with disabilities. Instead, they would pay a one-time $5 fee for a pass and then 25 cents per ride. Abley saying that over the past 3 years, those free passes have caused a $12 million deficit. It's official. State DOT warning drivers, watch out for the deer on the roads. Deer going to start to be breeding this month, and that means a lot more of them out at dusk and dawn. Last year, the state handled some 20,000 vehicle versus deer accidents. The wife of Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine making some campaign stops in Wisconsin, trying to help promote her husband and Hillary Clinton, of course, and to get out the vote, either now, early, or on November the 8th. Ann Holden visiting the Kenosha County Democratic Party office, also an appearance in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump probably not going to win Wisconsin, given the history of past Republican presidential candidates, at least over the last 32 years.
We know that Wisconsin has not been carried by a top-of-the-ticket Republican since 1984. So the assumption is that we will not carry the state. I think most political observers believe that.
Bud Voss, who supported Senator Marco Rubio in the primary season, does believe that Trump is helping to energize conservative voters, and that, he says, should help Republican assembly candidates in contested races. Five Wisconsin health insurers announcing low out-of-pocket plans that Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says have no deductibles for a number of high-value services, but they do have consumer cost-sharing in the form of co-pays.
States didn't have to require all insurance companies to do it. And so unfortunately in Wisconsin, which has been a pattern, the state of Wisconsin did not require this. And so it's entirely up to the individual insurance companies whether they'll provide these low out-of-pocket health plans or not.
Craig adding that the plans will be available in November. They can lead to savings for both patients and taxpayers. Western Wisconsin Senator Kathleen Vineout says there needs to be an audit at the Veterans Home at King, even if it is just to find out where the surplus money went. She's pressing for answers about substandard care and changes there, says even simple things like a now-closed coffee shop are all tied into the state budget. Well, if you haven't heard it already, you will over the next several months. Time to get your flu shot. Bill Michaels says health officials urge you don't wait on this.
While current U.S. flu activity is low, in the last 2 weeks, CDC has received reports of a small number of localized flu outbreaks. This is not unusual for September. CDC recommends a yearly flu vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. You should try to get your flu vaccine anytime between now and the end of October. Other tips for avoiding the flu this season: avoid close contact with people who are sick, stay home when you're sick, cover your mouth and nose when you cough and sneeze, avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth, and always wash your hands. I'm Bill Michaels.
Concussions associated with soccer up dramatically over the last quarter century. That according to researchers at Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. They report them 15 times higher now than when their study began back in 1990.
We'll say on average, I deal with a concussion every single week. They're very common in sports.
That's certified athletic trainer Dean Chumley, who says he keeps a close eye on athletes to see whether they are dizzy, stumbling around, or have an out in left field kind of look to them. In an effort to lower concussion rates, the U.S. Soccer Federation now banning headers for children 10 and under. And just a reminder, there's a new law that starts tomorrow in Wisconsin to make it illegal to talk on a cell phone in a construction zone. The potential is a $40 fine the first time, $100 for repeat offenders. Law enforcement officials hope this law will keep drivers a little more focused and result in fewer vehicle crashes. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.